Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is this message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates Our Lady of Sorrows. First reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Our psalm for today is Psalm 31. Our gospel reading will be taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Nearer the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, says the evangelist John in today's first reading. And Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple John, he said, "This is your mother." My brother, my sister, if we are far from the cross of Jesus, if we are disconnected from the life of Jesus, then we might lose the opportunity to receive the ultimate prize, the ultimate gift, the ultimate blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth and in the world to come. Yes, we are okay in life now. We are successful in our life now. In fact, we have acquired enough to satisfy us and our fifth generation. But listen to the words of the wise man of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. There is a time to be born, a time to embrace, a time to search, to keep. But what do workers gain from their toil? Yes, God has made everything beautiful in its time. In its time, in its time, he made all things beautiful. In its time. But he has also set eternity in the human heart, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. Therefore, my brother, my sister, this is the time for you and I to act like the mother of Jesus, that is, to stand under the shadow of the Almighty, under the domain of truth, under the domain of love, kindness, generosity, under the domain of faithfulness, faithfulness to our families, faithfulness to our work, faithfulness in all we do. This is the time to stand under the shadow of mercy, to forgive a brother, to forgive a sister, to let go of the past, to become a new creation in Christ Jesus, under the shadow of the Almighty, under the cross of Jesus. Yes, as the psalmist of today says, let us take refuge in our Lord Jesus today. He is our rock of refuge, mighty stronghold. He will release us from the traps of the enemy, the traps of the underworld, the traps of our weaknesses. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. In today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5 from verse 7, we read that Jesus, although he was Son of God, he prayed in silent tears during his life. He suffered, but was made perfect and became the source of our salvation. Yes, you have accepted to follow Jesus and you have taken refuge in him. I beg you to wait patiently for your deliverance. The Lord will rejoice with you and he will mourn with those who mourn. You will not suffer alone and you will not rejoice without Jesus. Our Mother Mary said yes to the Lord and followed the Lord to the point of his cross. In the end, he turned her gracious joy into patient sorrows and her patient sorrows into eternal joy. Therefore, let us call on our Mother Mary to intercede for us, for our families. Let us tap from the strength of our Mother Mary, co-redemptrix. That strength is the strength from the cross. That strength and power of the cross will conquer the world and lead us to God's house. My brother, my sister, may the Lord in His infinite mercy bestow on us His gracious presence and His anointing today, and grant us His peace and success in all we do, and grant us the grace to remain faithful to Him. May He bless us and anoint us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Mother of Sorrows, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.